Okay, so today is Monday, November 24th, 2014, and this is your very special Thanksgiving guided coding call, Giving Thanks and Getting Thanks with Dr. Alex Lloyd. We are so excited to have you here. I'm Laurie Rivers, and I'm your host for this evening. And as I said, we have some very special coding for you today. Very special because it's specifically for every single one of you and your family and actually also for the whole world. Gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness are some of the most powerful intentions in the world, and we're gathered together to share in this heartwarming experience together at this very special time of year. So before we dive into our coding today, we need to go through our disclaimer, and that is that this presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we do want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to treat, diagnose, heal, or cure anything, and that everything contained in the presentation is the opinion of Dr. Alex Lloyd, myself, Tom Costello, and Marianne Costello. And you should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you might have. Now, if you are completely new to the custom guided coding calls, then welcome as well. And if you haven't read the manual, just to let you know, you're going to be coding along with us. So just do the hand positions as we all call them out, Dr. Alex and Marianne and Tom and I. And we're all going to be doing them together. Now, as I've been saying, we do have some very special people here tonight to lead you through your Giving Thanks and Getting Thanks teleconference. That is, of course, Dr. Alex Lloyd, also Tom Costello. And I'm going to do my very best to channel our beautiful Johanna Chan, who was not able to make it this evening. And then we have Marianne Costello to lead us through a special Thanksgiving section. And we also have a special line of coding for you to open your heart and to allow you to really fully connect to the beauty of this season. And so right now, I am actually going to hand it over to Alex. Alex, welcome.
Thank you, Laurie. It's so good to hear your voice. It's good to be here. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All of you wonderful, beautiful people all over the world, we are so honored by your presence. Thank you, truly, for coming. This custom guided coding call is going to be a little bit different than we normally do if you're used to these calls. Typically, we do three codes, one for the issue bothering you the most, one for the thing in your entire life, past, present, and future, that is the most painful and is causing the most problems in your life, and then a spotlight code each week that changes from week, well, we don't do it every week, but from program to program. We're going to do a little bit different this time, just because of the focus, just because we've got a lot more people, et cetera. Now, tomorrow, I believe, and I think Marianne can confirm this later, but I think tomorrow you'll be receiving this call in recorded form, and you can use the recording of this call as we go through the codes. You can use that for another 2 weeks to work on these same issues, which I would highly advise you to do. In each code, I would encourage you to do several things. One is take slow, deep, easy breaths from your stomach, not your chest. Chest breathing is stress breathing. We want to get away from the stress to peace. So slow, deep, easy breaths from your stomach. I would encourage you to either say a prayer before the code starts or at the first of the code or all during the code. I tend to pray the whole time I do them, or if you don't believe in prayer, to make a request of your heart, whichever is most in line with your beliefs. I would also say a prayer or a request of your heart that you you are asking and wanting, and that your intention is to share your light, love, and healing energy with everyone else on this call tonight, and not just tonight, but all during the week, 24/7 for the next 2 weeks, as these codes will be good for about the next 2 weeks. You can use them every day for the next 2 weeks. And I would also ask that you say a little prayer or a request of your heart, that it is your intention to also be open to receiving light, love, and healing energy from everyone else all over the world who's a part of this event, 24/7 for the next 2 weeks. And in my experience, that can be so powerful, it can actually have the effect of all of these people, hundreds of people from all over the world, being right there in the room with you, all working on you to help you break through with your issues. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but you're going to find information in the manual that confirms that, scientific experiments by Albert Einstein, et cetera, that confirms that. And it absolutely happens, and we see it happen regularly. All right? So outside of that, just try to relax. Let us take you by the hand. While we do the codes, you can just relax. You can focus on what I like to call a love picture. That is just some loving memory that you have, maybe a memory with nothing but light and love, no negative at all. If you cannot think of one of those in your life, it's fine to create one, okay? Imagine me loving you, or God, or Lori, or Tom, who's coming up in a few minutes, okay? And I promise you, if we were with you in the room where you are, that's exactly what we would do, is love you unconditionally. Okay, so if you want to use that, if you want to just make a what I call a truth-focused statement, I ask to experience light and love during this code and nothing else. If you want to visualize, that's great too, okay? In essence, it's kind of whatever you're most comfortable with. Just try to make it positive. Now, if negative comes up, don't worry about that. That happens to me. It happens to everybody from time to time. Just sort of ignore it. Yeah, I see you over there. I see you negative thing popping up into my mind. That's okay. I'm going to keep going forward positively in spite of you being there as best I can. Okay? So before each code and during each code tonight, that's what I would recommend. All right? But there really is no wrong way to do it. I think we are gathered here tonight in a beautiful, wonderful event with fabulous intention for one of the best reasons we could possibly be united. We're probably about as different as any group could ever be. Different nationalities, different ages, different colored skin, different ways of looking at the world, different histories, different socioeconomic situations. But tonight, we are all united together in love to help each other, to help the world, to live our own life more from thankfulness and gratitude. And I can't think of very much that's better than that. So thank you sincerely for being a part of this. So we're going to get to the first code, and then I'll introduce Tom Costello, who's going to do the next code, and then Lori Rivers, who you just heard, is going to guide us through the third code, and then Marianne is going to come out, and we're going to be thankful and grateful for a little bit. This first code that we're going to do is to remove the blocks to being grateful and thankful. And, you know, as I was praying about this over the last few days, knowing that this was coming up, and I was trying to kind of boil things down to their least common denominator. You know, I think a couple of the things that block us, that keep us from being able to be thankful and grateful, one would be a perception that I am being treated unfairly in the past, presently, a fear that I'll be treated unfairly in the future, okay? And that the pain of that feeling and experience of unfairness, and remember, if you're thinking that, your unconscious mind is acting as if that's already happened because it doesn't differentiate between what's real and imagined, past, present, or future. So to your unconscious mind, whether you really are being treated unfairly or not, it treats it as if you are and as if it's happening right now, not in the past or the future. And then the other one is if I feel like I shouldn't be treated fairly because I'm better than everybody else. So I've got entitlement and I should get better than you or this person or that person or whatever. So I have a sense of entitlement. So these two things of unfairness and entitlement can really rob us of our thankfulness and gratitude, which is a door that has to be opened for us to live a life of love and light and truth and health. You know, it's interesting to me. I'm anything but a big Sigmund Freud fan, even though he is considered to be the father of psychology and psychiatry. He was a medical doctor. I believe he probably used one of the very first energy medicine techniques ever invented also. So he had a lot on the ball, even though I disagree with a lot of his teachings. But one of his main teachings I could not agree with more. He believed that, in fact, the cause of all human misery is idealism, meaning that we have an image of how we think something should be, and then when our experience or relationship or health or life situation does not match the image that we have created in our mind by that idealism, we become miserable. Well, to me, that idealism, in a way, sums up both the unfairness and the entitlement, when really the place I should be is, you know, I'm going to live in the present moment in love, out of an inward state of love, and whatever comes from that, I'm going to consider that that is the best thing for me, even if it's painful. And I'm going to continue to live in the present moment in love. And I'm going to love you with no strings attached, nothing held back, no plan B, no safety net. I am all in, all the time, forever, for you. So maybe just whatever your feelings about those things are, maybe just say in your own prayer, your own request of your heart, as we try to open these doors in our heart of gratitude and thankfulness so that we can live a life of love and light and truth. Okay. If you would take about 30 seconds and identify either something in your life where you think that's not fair, or I can't be thankful or grateful because, even if you don't think it's unfairness or entitlement, or if you have a belief about entitlement that you should not get what everybody else gets. You should get better than everybody else, all right? So any of those three things, take about 30 seconds and just identify one or two. Maybe rate them from 0 to 10 if you can. And then say a little prayer to yourself that you would like for that and all of the others, whether you know about them or not, those experiences of idealism, unfairness, entitlement, I can't be thankful or grateful because of this or until this changes, that all of those in your heart, spirit, soul, mind, energy, body, life will be totally, completely, permanently healed so that you can live every single day, not perfectly, we'll never do it perfectly, but by and large, with a spirit of thankfulness and gratitude. Take about 30 seconds and identify one or two things for you. Thank you. Then we'll start. Okay, I'm going to say a prayer before we start. If you don't believe in prayer, just make a request of your heart. If you're not done praying, just continue when we start the code. Dear God, source of everything that is, source of light and love and energy, I want to pray for everyone all over the world who is joining with us tonight in this special event for thankfulness and gratitude, that all of the blocks inside of all of us that are keeping us from being able to live that life of thankfulness and gratitude will be totally, completely, permanently, now and forevermore healed, that light will come into the darkness, that love will come into the fear, that truth will come into the falsehood. Every image, memory, thought, feeling, belief, all energy, every action, every atom, molecule, cell, organ, and system. And it'll be healed forevermore, and we will be able to start living a life, that door will open, and we'll be able to start living a life, not believing things are unfair, not believing that I'm entitled, not believing that I can't be thankful and gratitude, and grateful until this happens or changes, but to be able to naturally start living a life of thankfulness and gratitude now. Amen. All right, let's start with left hand bridge, right hand jaw. Left hand bridge, right hand jaw. Slow, deep, easy breaths from your stomach. Be willing to share your energy and receive energy. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple. Left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Left hand, Adam's apple. Right hand, bridge. Left hand, Adam's apple. Right hand, bridge. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Left hand jaw, right hand bridge. Left hand jaw, right hand bridge. Left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple. Left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple. If your arms get too tired to hold in the position, just relax them in your lap and imagine putting your hands in that position. And then when your arms are rested, join us again. It'll work just fine. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Left hand bridge, right hand jaw. Left hand bridge, right hand jaw. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Left hand jaw, right hand bridge. Left hand jaw, right hand bridge. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands bridge again. Both hands bridge. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Okay, relax your arms, please. And allow yourself a few seconds here to kind of come back to the call, open your eyes. If you were able to determine 0 to 10s for those blocks or issues you have, you might check where those 0 to 10s are now. If you couldn't do that, that's fine. You can just pick up here again tomorrow after we send you the recordings. And I would continue to do this until for 2 weeks or until you feel like those blocks are just gone. You no longer feel that your life is unfair. You no longer feel like you have to wait until something in your circumstances happens to be thankful or grateful. You no longer feel entitled. You feel like hey, that door inside me is open now, and I believe I can live my life tomorrow in thankfulness and gratitude. And that's what I would do. Take it 30 minutes at a time. Don't say for the rest of my life. Say the next 30 minutes, the next hour, the next day. All right. You might get a drink of water. Take some deep breaths. And I'm going to bring out Tom Costello. Tom is in charge of our coaching program. There aren't a lot of people on planet Earth that I respect more than Tom Costello. He is one of those ironies. He is a big, strong New York Irishman, but inside he's ooey gooey. He is gentle and kind and loving and is always looking for ways to help people and going out of his way to help people. So, Tom, if you would please come out, and I'll hand the baton over to you.
Thank you, Alex. It's nice to be here with you folks. I just got feedback from Lori that there may be static on my line, and I'm switched phones, so we're going to wait for her to confirm that. But in the meantime, I'm going to be talking about, and we're going to be doing a code specifically on gratitude. Gratitude is a thing, much like other positive emotions, that we open to and draw in. There's no place in our body that actually manufactures gratitude. We make a decision that that's what we want, and then we draw it in. If you and I were looking at a tree or a plant, we would recognize that this plant is able to draw more life into itself through its roots, draws nutrition, water, minerals in through its roots. It breathes through its leaves. It draws in sunlight for photosynthesis in its leaves. It draws this life into itself, and I think the same thing is true for us. We draw in gratitude. We make a decision that that's what we want, and we draw it in. People don't give us gratitude. I mean, they can give us thankfulness, but the feeling of gratitude that we want from inside out is something we decide to do. It takes a habit. Sometimes we have the other habits of finding fault, and we can make gratitude a habit. We can look at things. I'm looking at pictures on walls, various pieces of art here. And if we spent a little bit of time looking at any one thing, a person, a child, a spouse, a friend, a coworker, anything we want, and we made a little teeny bit of effort, we could draw in gratitude in relation to whatever that object of our attention is. It's a decision on our part. Alex was talking about Freud's opinion about what causes human suffering. I happen to think that one of the main factors in human suffering is rejection. Rejection. When we push away other people, parts of ourselves, our own behaviors, the way we think, the way we feel, when we reject, it sets in motion a disturbance in our ability to pull in the energies that we want, gratitude, generosity, compassion, patience, love, any one of the positive of the 12 days. If I reverse those first 3 days, I'd make the first one forgiveness instead of unforgiveness, beneficial actions instead of harmful actions, healthy beliefs instead of unhealthy beliefs, then love, joy, peace, patience, and so on. We want more of those energies, and it is within our right, within our power, within our responsibility to draw those in. I think it's easier for us to focus on gratitude if we can get to a place where we can accept this fundamental truth. Life, by design, is working for our good. And if we can entertain that idea as we do a code and are willing to stay open to that possibility, and the awareness of that truth may be able to penetrate our own consciousness, and we get, you know what, this seems to be true. Life is designed to work for our well-being, for our good. I've heard many times over the years on Thursday night calls where a person would say, you know, there has been a benefit. There has been a benefit to my illness. It has caused me to grow spiritually. That is huge in my life. And for many people, we can be grateful for that statement and that experience. I saw a quote earlier today about a person who has no arms and no legs. And I'm thinking of his name. I'm trying to think, difficult to pronounce last name, Vujicic or something of that sort, V-U-J-I-C-I-C. And no arms, no legs. And he's made a decision he could regret and be angry about and have all kinds of lower emotions due to the fact that he doesn't have limbs. But he chose to say instead he's grateful because he has a purpose. Every one of us on this call has a purpose. We can define it for ourselves if we don't yet know it. We can be grateful that by design, things are working for our good. Being open as we do this code and just allow what you notice to come to you, to come into your awareness. I'm going to recommend a couple of different things. I'm sitting at a desk. I have my elbows on the desk. Lori already encouraged you to have a pillow or some other form of support for your elbows so your arms don't get tired. I use a table or a desk or arms of a chair or pillows. I recommend you adopt one of those. I'm going to close my eyes and then raise my gaze slightly. Just look upward slightly. One of the interesting things about achieving an alpha state, you can almost feel the corners of your mouth go up into a slight smile, almost contentment or peace. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. And as Alex talked about doing abdominal breathing, a belly breath, pull in your belly button so that you're trying to touch your spine and exhale, and then push your belly button out to fill like a billows. If you breathe like that, it goes deeper into your lungs. And you can recognize that one of the great blessings in human life is the ability to breathe. We can skip food and water for a long time. We can't do very long without air, without that blessing of breath. So I'm drawing it in. I'm using it as best I can, and then I'm letting it go. I'm drawing it in, using it the best as I can, and then I'm letting it go. And that's what we're going to do. And the final difference, let me just point this out. Sometimes it confuses people. I start with the healing center, followed by the hands. And I'll repeat them twice so you'll be able to get that. So now we're going to open up. See how porous, how vulnerable, how open, how absorbent we can be to draw in gratitude. First position, jaw, both hands, jaws, both hands. Elbows supported, eyes closed, gaze raised slightly. Couple of belly breaths to start with. You are being blessed at the same time you are a blessing. next position, temple right hand, bridge left hand, temple right hand, bridge left hand. Couple of deep breaths. As we feel gratitude, we can't hold on to rejection at the same time. We let it go. We declare peace. Next position, bridge both hands, bridge both hands. Gaze raised slightly, a couple of deep breaths. Select any one person, any one thing, any one situation, and feel how grateful you can feel. And if it brings tears to your eyes, that's okay. Next position, jaw right hand, temple left hand, jaw right hand, temple left hand. Deep breaths. Feel strength in your chest, strength that you're determined to choose gratitude. You're going to develop the habit of gratitude. You want to feel grateful. You'll look past the cover of the book, the surface level of a situation. You'll look deeper. You'll be courageous enough to do that. Next position, jaw both hands, jaw both hands. Deep breaths. Feel the strength in your shoulders. You can handle these situations. You can draw in the strength to handle these situations. You can support others. And you can be grateful that you know that. Next position, Adam's apple, both hand, right hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple, left hand. Adam's apple right, temple left hand. Breathe in blessings. Breathe out blessings. Your presence this holiday season is a blessing to other people. All you have to do is know that. That's the gift. Your presence is the gift. If you get that, you'll be grateful. It eliminates a lot of stress. Next position, jaw both hands, jaw both hands. Feel how relaxed you can get your face to feel. Let go of the grinding, gritting, tension. If you're familiar with Christmas trees and presents underneath those, you can imagine you and I now, as adults, we can look at every situation looking for something that is going to trigger gratitude in us. We don't have to wait till Christmas morning. We can do this in every single situation. We can draw in the energy until we find gratitude. That code is complete. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Tom. And thank you, Alex. So before we start this next code, we understand that some of you aren't quite sure where the bridge position is, and that's a really good question. So let's take care of that right here. It is just above your nose and right between your eyebrows. So simply put, it's right between your eyebrows. Now, for this next code, we're going to be working on peace and harmony, not working on, but allowing peace and harmony in the world. This means for all people, all families, and all countries. One of the many, many beautiful things about the holidays, to me at least, and I think probably for all of you as well, and about this particular time of year, is that the whole premise is, well, it's thankfulness, right? And this thankfulness is so powerful for us and for the world. And we oftentimes have all of this negativity about the world around us in the news and on TV and even with people in our lives and what they experience sometimes and for ourselves, those tragedies, the difficulties and those thoughts that we have about the world, about other people and about ourselves. So sometimes we can forget or maybe not notice the ways in which our world and those around us, our country, our families, ourselves, the ways in which there's peace and harmony in all of those, really in every moment, if we really take the time to look and tune into that. So for this next code, let's all set an intention in our hearts and our minds and our beings and ourselves for peace and harmony for all people, for all families, for all countries, for the world, for the whole universe, in fact. So right now, just take a few moments to really open up your heart and hold in mind what a world full of peace and harmony means to you. What does that feel like to you? What does that look like? What does it sound like, even maybe? Just take a few moments with that. And Tom said something that I'd really like to highlight right now. He said to make a decision. And I encourage you to make a decision right now to hold in mind this vision for you, for your loved ones, for the world, this vision of peace and harmony. Because that's what actually changes the world. And how powerful does that feel to you? Right now, as you do that, and as we do this code, you're having a positive impact on all of mankind. So again, I'm going to give you a few moments to take time to make your own prayer or intention for peace and harmony for all. Okay, so take some nice deep breaths. First position here is right hand jaw, left hand temple. Right hand jaw, left hand temple. And if you can, if it feels good to you, to focus on that vision or that feeling, or that deep understanding of peace and harmony for all, then focus on that. Next position, both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Right hand jaw, left hand temple. Right hand jaw, left hand temple. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Right hand Adam's apple, left hand jaw. Right hand Adam's apple, left hand jaw. right hand jaw, left hand Adam's apple. Right hand jaw, left hand Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Right hand Adam's apple, left hand bridge. Right hand Adam's apple, left hand bridge. Right hand jaw, left hand temple. Right hand jaw, left hand temple. Right hand Adam's apple, left hand jaw. Right hand Adam's apple, left hand jaw. Okay. So you can relax your arms. Just keep your eyes closed for a little bit here. We're going to allow this all to settle in. So just take some nice deep breaths. Breathe in to the count of three. Then out to the count of five. And in to the count of three. And out to the count of five. And again, into the count of three. And out to the count of five. And right now, I'd like you to just really give yourself some love and appreciation. Just pour it onto yourself for doing this for yourself and for your family and for your world. It's a pretty big thing. We don't realize it all the time. But allowing ourselves to be in that unconditionally loving place, it has a huge impact. So breathing in again to the count of three. And out to the count of five. And then I'd like you to just open up the front of your body and just love out. Just allow a stream of love to flow out of you. It's an active thing because it's who you are. So right now, just allow yourself, even just for a couple of seconds right now, to be who you really are, to be love. And flood that love onto those around you. Into the room around you. Into your city, your town, your house, your state. Your country, your world, out into the whole universe. And then allow yourself, again, even if it's just for these couple of seconds, to receive the infinite amount of love that's coming to you at all moments, at all times. And then, you know what? Give yourself permission to be here sometimes. To be in this place of giving and receiving love, of giving thanks and receiving thanks. When we don't try to figure it out, it's actually a natural state. It's a flow. So take a couple more deep breaths. And now would be a great time to get some water. We're going to hand it over to the lovely Marianne Costello to talk about what we are grateful for here. Marianne, are you there?
I am, Lori. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Nice to hear yours, sweetie. I want to say thank you to you and Tom and Alex for leading us through such a wonderful series of codes. That was fabulous. And I think it's such a wonderful way to get the energy of a group like this together focused on the same thing. Just in case anybody's curious, we have over 900 people on the lines with us tonight. Think about that, 900 balls of energy praying together. What an amazing, amazing thing. So before I ask for any volunteers to talk about what they're grateful for, I would just like to say a few things logistically. Normally, people sign up for the custom guided codes, and we have their email addresses, and we mail out the replay information. Well, since we didn't do that this time, here's what we're going to do. Number one, we are going to put a blog post up. We're going to put a post right on the Healing Codes website where you can listen to this, and we're going to post it on social media. Later tomorrow in the afternoon, we will send an email out to everybody who got invited to attend with the replay information in that email and with a copy of the codes written. So if you don't have the time to go listening through and you don't want to do it that way, you'll have the written of it as well. So we're going to bombard it in as many places as possible. That's the first thing. Second thing, a lot of people tonight were writing in questions that we love to handle on our Thursday open forum coaching calls. One is held on Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, and the second one is held 8:30 Thursday night Eastern Time. The evening one is hosted by Tom and I. The afternoon one is hosted by our coaches. All of the questions that you put in tonight are the questions we love to answer on that program. And what we're going to try to do is take these questions and see if we can't answer a few at a time for the next few weeks so we get them all answered for people. Okay. So having said that,
Marianne,
I invite any – yes, sir.
Can you tell them how to access that call or how to find out how to access that call?
I can. For those of you who are members of the Healing Coast website, free members, you already get notifications of those calls. So you get the information on how to join them. If you're not a free member of our website, just go to www.thehealingcodes.com and sign up as a free member, and you'll find out about the program. However, I can also tell you right now that it would be the same number you dialed into tonight, the 425-440-5100, and you would have your guest code of 060310#, which I believe is the same one you used tonight. If you want to access it through the Internet, you will have to go to the website and join because the Internet access changes every week. The telephone number is always, always the same.
And
okay.
Before you get to the questions, Mary Ann, I just wanted everyone to know that this event was Mary Ann's idea. And if you know Mary Ann, that would not surprise you in the least. But thank you, Mary Ann, for suggesting this. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Alex. It's Monday evening, and I don't typically have anything to do on Monday evening, so I wanted to fill everybody else's schedule as well.
So let's give it 1,000 people around the world and be grateful.
I know. I'm still in awe over that. I keep trying to visualize what that's – I mean, there's people from all over. Some of the people have written questions in different languages, and I haven't had time to use Google Translate yet to figure out what they are, but I will before the week is done. So we are grateful to have you all here with us. So what I'd like to do is tell you how you can get my attention. If you want to say something about being grateful or thankful about something in your life, if you hit *2 on your phone, a hand will go up on my screen. I will be able to unmute you, and you can then talk to Alex, Tom, Lori, and I and tell us what you want to tell us. And 900 others, as my husband just pointed out. If you want to just write something into me, then you can just write something across the screen and in your little box that was on the Internet, and I will read it. I will read it, and we will all hear you that way. And we would like to hear from anybody who is grateful this time of year. And I do have some callers coming in, so here we go. I'm going to unmute a caller with the last 4 digits, 0019. You are on the air with Alex, Tom, Lori, and Mary Ann. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Naima Abdelghani.
We would like to hear from you.
Hi, Naima.
Who's grateful.
And I am very grateful for too many things that's hard to count.
Okay.
And one of them, the opportunity that I came to this country 40 years ago that gave me the opportunity to study what I wanted to study in my life and change careers.
And I am very grateful for too many things.
And also, I'm grateful for the opportunity of having had cancer that gave me the opportunity to travel to Europe and learn the European biological medicine for the treatment of cancer and chronic diseases. And it was like cancer was the best thing that happened in my life, for my personal life and my career life. And I'm grateful for too many things in my life. I can't count them. But being able to help others, being able to be a tool in healing others is just a great gift from God that I ask God to help me with. So those are just a few.
Thank you so much. Mary Ann, did you unmute?
I will take over.
Here we go. Okay. I've got it. Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try this again. I've unmuted the caller 6611. You're on the air with us. Please tell us what you're grateful for.
Hello there. My name is Carolyn, and I had a head injury in 2006 and couldn't remember to brush my teeth when I got up in the morning. And I am so grateful that Source and Spirit and all manner of energy healing and angels were there for me to help me through that tunnel. I couldn't see the end. I was afraid. But all of the healing modalities that I learned since that head injury makes it possible for me to help other people to see the light at the end of the tunnel, to listen to that still small voice and know, as God told me, Carolyn, just listen to the sound of my voice. And I thank God for leading me to the healing codes. It frightened me at first because my body shook and I was dealing with issues, core issues that I thought I had dealt with before, but no, not really. They were still there. And I thank you. I am just so grateful. Nobody could have told me I'd be grateful for that head injury because I felt I had lost everything. I needed to have some space cleared out so I could be grateful for what is truly a blessing in life, and that's the blessing of love and God's love for me. And my gratitude is that I've learned from you and others how to send that love out to the universe. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. God bless you.
Thank you. Wow. It's beautiful.
I'm going to unmute a caller with the last four digits, 6467. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I am so grateful for this time of transformation in my life. I'm so grateful for all that I'm learning about energy and nutrition and love. And I'm being empowered to, for the next phase in my life, which is going to involve helping others with those things. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like. But I'm just so grateful for that, and I'm so grateful for God's love. And I am grateful that y'all are here sharing this. I'm just immensely grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to unmute a caller. Last digits 3355. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Christina. Can you hear me?
We can.
Hi. I woke up this morning. I've been on a long journey of inner healing and physical healing as well, and it's been so painful at times, and yet when I look back over my time, I can see the hand of God, you know, so graciously leading me to exactly what I need, the exact person I need, at the exact moment I need it. And for whatever reason this morning, I woke up with this overwhelming sense of joy that I can't explain where it came from or why it chose today to manifest, but I just remember thinking, I'm grateful that I get to go to the grocery store and shop for Thanksgiving food, and I'm grateful that I have, you know, family away from my biological family that who love and really support and encourage me. And I don't know. I can't imagine any other way that this could have unfolded that would have been more beautiful in terms of, you know, drawing me closer to God and really learning to love myself in the midst of what feels like growing pains. So, that's what I'm thankful for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to unmute a caller, 2013. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller, with the last four digits, 2013. You're on the air with us. Okay, I'm going to undo that person and go to the next one, which looks like a Skype call or something that has come in. 3180, the last four digits, perhaps. Hello? All right, then I'm going to go to some of my people coming in from the Internet. Ashley from Orlando, I'm grateful that I found the healing codes. Ashley, God bless you. We are too. Barb from Fargo, I am grateful for my health. I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in May of 2009, and I am well and healthy in 2014. I am grateful every day for my health. I have so many things to be thankful for. I truly cannot name them all. Barb, thank you so much for sharing that. Helen of Joy from Taupo, New Zealand. Oh, my God. I am grateful for all of the amazing light work done around the world for the highest good of all beings. Let's keep doing this more and more. I agree. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And Anonymous, I am grateful for the Healing Code family and the wonderful energy we are sharing today. Thank you so much. Susie from Australia, I am grateful to have my beautiful daughter, Ruby, living with me full-time forever. I have sole custody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, and hug Ruby for us.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah from Minnetonka, I am grateful for my beautiful sisters. They stand by me and support me in everything I do, even when it means they tell me things I didn't expect to hear. That's wonderful, Deborah. God bless you and your sisters. Gordon from Bloomington, I am aware that some people use engraved pocket stones with the word gratitude to remind them to be grateful. How do we feel about that? Gordon, if it works for you, it works for anybody who wants to do that. I think the word gratitude carved is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tom from Medical Lake, Washington. This is a question, so I can't answer that right now. Diane from Maple Ridge, British BC, Canada. Love you all. I'm so grateful that I am here and receiving all this love, and also for the love I will be sending out and receiving in the next few weeks with over 900 others. Oh, God, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Marcelo from Buenos Aires. I am thankful for the excellent recovery from my lymphoma infection, during which treatment I was daily doing the LT3 personal codes for being healthy, being well, and healed. God bless you, Marcella. Alex, LT3, there you go. Kathleen from Portland, I am so grateful for the healing codes and how gracious and helpful you all are. My life will never be the same because of being introduced to the healing codes. Thank God. Yes, we would agree. Thank God.
But for you.
Yes. I am grateful to all of you at the Healing Codes family. Thank you so much. Angela from Siena, Italy. We'll have to get that at another time. Paulina from Lisbon, Portugal. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be with others, like-minded people, doing the codes together for the good of ourselves and all others. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so very thankful for each of you doing this special event for all of us. It has been so meaningful. That's from Ian Chadburn. Cheryl, I'm in gratitude for the rising unity consciousness on the earth and the willingness and courage for all those who are shining their light to do so and inspire others as you do so tonight by sharing. Thank you, Cheryl. Linda from Jackson, I'm grateful that my presence is the blessing at our family gatherings. I choose to be courageous enough to believe this truth. I'm grateful for the protection and peace from my family and my son who is in the military. God has answered so many prayers. I am so grateful and thankful for God and family and friends. Thank you, Linda, so much.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy and Reno, the healing codes in the community all of you have created are things for which I am so grateful. I cannot believe the change in my relationships, my health, my outlook, and my ability to access my best self. 6 months ago, I had a condition that was potentially life-threatening. It's gone. I was depressed and desperate, and now I am frequently peaceful, grateful, and calm. Thank you, Dr. Alex, Marianne, Tom, Lori, and all of the 900 people in the Healing Code family who participated tonight.
You're most
welcome, Peggy. Vladimir from Bratislava. Thank you, Dr. Lloyd. Thank you, the Healing Codes team. Blessings to you and to all of us making ourselves more and more competent in absorbing and spreading out love. Slovakia. Wow. Hank from the Netherlands. I'm so grateful for having a wonderful daughter and having the living time to realize not having done parenting as wonderful as I intended or thought I did, the living time to evolve upon that and remedy this for her and me too, and also for the inspirational sessions with you people on gratefulness and peace and harmony, opening up and allowing and breathing it and relaxing and encountering. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. Carla from Laverkin. I am grateful for this opportunity to send love and peace and gratitude out into our world and our universe because we are all one. Hopefully doing this will bring us all closer together. Thank you so much. Dar from Fort Francais. I am truly grateful for you offering this much needed and most appreciated opportunity. I am most grateful for a family who loves me. I am grateful for my children and my grandchildren. In addition, this is from Bernice in West Palm Beach. In addition to many things I am grateful for at this time, I am grateful for you reminding how to breathe deeply. Oh, God, that's great. Bonnie in Trinidad. I am so grateful for the successful open-heart surgery done for my niece, Gia, who is only 8 weeks old. I thank God for the love our families share with each other. Oh, that's wonderful. Ruth from Egham, Surrey, England. I am grateful for this freebie call. I am grateful for the relationship codes. I am grateful for my children and grandchildren who pulled me through the grief of losing my husband to cancer and a stroke 5 years ago. I am grateful to learn about energy medicine. I am grateful for my church and family. How wonderful. Lalia in Vancouver. I am so grateful you include me in your program because that gives me hope to recover from my fear and my phobia. Love to you. Sandy from Saskatchewan. I am grateful to always be in the best place at the right time. In hindsight, I can see how I've been able to do my earth work while living in each place, and I am always so well provided for. Isn't that wonderful? Eileen, Maplewood, Minnesota. Hi, Marianne. I am grateful for Dr. Alex and all of you at the Healing Codes. Tonight, the concept of not perceiving idealism and connecting it with rejection was the core issue I have suffered from without understanding that it was happening. I was subconsciously programmed to feel God had rejected me, and then expressing my pain about this would kill someone or kill me or a family member. My expressing my pain would create exclusion, rejection, abandonment, and death. Oh, neat. Received a congruent message yesterday, Sunday, on being grateful. Thank you for level two tonight on integrating gratitude. Earlier today, I called the love of my life, from whom I separated last year after 33 years of marriage, to tell her I was grateful for all the time we had together. I am grateful to be practicing gratitude instead of resentment. Mm. Hank from the Netherlands. How beautiful to hear Caroline expressing. Thanks to her, too, and you people for inspiring. Irene, Trinidad and Tobago. I am grateful for all that has happened to me this year. Some of the stuff was hard and very painful, but it has opened me up to healing. I am grateful for all of the healing that has happened so far and for all that is ahead. I am grateful for the understanding that I am loved, and I am very grateful to be here tonight and share love and gratitude and healing with so many wonderful people throughout the world. I am grateful and thankful for the Healing Codes teams. I really love you guys, and we love you back. Mm-hmm. Catherine from Ames. I am so taken by the idea that thoughts of idealism is the root cause of misery and suffering. Thank you for that. I'm learning how these thoughts and feelings are connected to my physical health problem of rheumatoid arthritis. Grateful I can now connect the dots and have the tools through the Healing Codes to help find my way to the healing that is possible. That's wonderful, Catherine. Peggy from Fort Calhoun, Nebraska. I am grateful for all the love I am feeling on this call and the support from all of you wonderful, special people that do your very best to guide you, to guide us. Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, Peggy. Blanca in New York. I'm grateful for my daughter, for my help, for the Healing Codes that help me to heal my body, be able to help people for my business and clients. Elena from Livonia. Hello. I'm very, very grateful for all this coaching teachings for the awakenings to life. I'm grateful for my health, my kids' health, successes, accomplishments, and their friends. I'm grateful for God giving me the power of love and appreciation of everything. People, our planet, my experiences, and much, much more blessings. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Elena. Greg from Orville, Ohio. Grateful for the light, love, and energy of God. Grateful for my granddaughter and the joy she brings our family. She renews the joy of pure love. Looking forward to the joy she will remind us the true meaning of Jesus' birth. How wonderful. Children do that. Jackie from Plymouth, United Kingdom. I am truly grateful for the Internet that we can be connected in wonderful ways like this evening to connect us to inspiring leaders and awakening to our joy. Pretty late over there. Melody from Peterborough, Ontario. I am so grateful for my beautiful children, and so you should be. Leola, Richfield, Minnesota. I am grateful for the love, light, and peace I have received, the intercession of God in every aspect of my life. David from Oklahoma. I am very grateful to have discovered the healing code since the surgery in September, which went very wrong, leading to a subsequent emergency surgery. The healing codes have brought me peace leading into my third surgery this coming December. Using the codes, my body has started to heal more rapidly than predicted. Although I wish I would have found the healing codes book before my illness, I am very grateful to have this book to help me move forward, heal, and identify the memories which have caused my current illness. Everything I've read has been spot on. My illness was even identified in the book. Thank you for this wonderful gift. I'm 46 years old. Richard from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Are the local numbers active on Thursday and Friday? Yes, they are, Richard. I am grateful for all the farmers around the world who keep us alive and healthy every day simply by their having gone to work that day. Here for the farmers. God bless
Amen.
Them. Fat in from Perth. Thank you, Dr. Lloyd and team, for introducing me to this healing modality and teaching and reinforcing the fact that unconditional love conquers all, and that in giving we receive love to all. Thank you so much. Mike in Nashville. Oh, hi, Mike. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a wonderful testimonies and stories. This call is just wonderful. Thank you for living up to the mission of the Healing Codes, which is simply to help people heal. May the Healing Codes continue to expand around the world exponentially. Thank you, thank you. Love you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanette from Kamloops, British Columbia. Oh, that's a cool name. Thank you so much for this event. I am grateful to all of you for doing this. I was sobbing and feeling so much love for myself, and the word went through it all. Floyd from Provo. I am grateful for the prayers of others. I was in a near-fatal accident last month, and I actually felt the power of prayer on behalf of me in a way I can't explain with words. I am grateful for so many people who are willing to share their gifts from God to bless the lives of others. So many blessings are there for all of us. We just need to take the time, like what we did tonight with the healing codes. Thank you so much. Mandhu Chennai, India. Oh, our daughter was just there. I am grateful to God for bringing my guru into my life to hold my hands in my tough times. Thank you. Naima in Panama. I am also grateful for being part of the healing codes family and for being able to send remote healing energy through the healing codes. Tricia from Burnaby, D.C., even though I am totally blind and hard of hearing, I am able to do many things. Contribute to my community, for this I am grateful. I am grateful for the fact that I value helping others and for the desire to do so when possible. Oh, what a sweet person. Karen from Bandung, Indonesia. I'm thankful for diagnosed with Hashimoto's this year. It's only encouraged me to love myself more. Sherry in Stockton. Thank you for all doing this event. Teresa in BC, thank you so much for this, Marianne. I am so grateful for everyone on this call who has listened to the calling of their hearts to join in praying for the healing of our creation. We must continue this until the stresses of our world are at a zero and we can live in total peace and love and harmony with each other and with all of the creations. Anna from Stockholm, Sweden, I'm grateful for my family and my friend and my Christian belief and the fact that I couldn't sleep and found your mail a few hours ago. It's 3 a.m. here in Sweden. Oh, Anna, thanks for being with us. Mohan from Katy, Houston. Grateful and thankful for all the blessings. Healing modalities of all sorts have opened a new dimension and understanding of this majestic universe. Madeline from Rogue River. The dialogue of the spirit is, how can I help? The dialogue of the ego is, what's in it for me? This I feel my husband acts from his ego. How can I deal? I will answer that at another time. Excuse me. Patty from Longmont. I am so grateful for the wilderness I have been in for the last 5 years because it has allowed me to turn to God and learn more about him every day. Also, I'd like to thank all of you at the Healing Coach for your knowledge and your unselfish sharing of your time. God bless you all. Christine in Switzerland, I thank God for being here and that I am allowed to be here too, that I have overcome two major cancer surgeries. It is a miracle that happened through God's and goodness's help and due to all the prayers of my friends and family. Thanks to all of you and the Healing Codes as well. Eileen in Sandy Springs. Aileen, I am grateful for knowing that at last, after our 37-year search for inner healing, that God's grace guided me to the Healing Codes. Of every good thing in my life, I am most thankful for Dr. Alex, the Healing Codes, and the wonderful Healing Codes family, especially Tom and Mary Ann Costello. God bless you all, and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Aileen. Thank you for giving me hope, Bill Mass, Chatham, Ontario. I am grateful for this event and opportunity to pray for peace in this hard times. That's Nina. Niti from India. I am grateful to Dr. Alex and the Healing Codes family for sharing the Healing Codes miracle with all of us. Deborah from New Zealand. I'm grateful for the LP3 healing I have received and continued to receive. My whole life has changed. Less and less back pain and no more crippling anxiety. A grandson has come into my life. I never thought I'd have this opportunity to feel the love I feel for him. Thank you for this wonderful, loving, caring event to all of you and all who have joined in. Gratitude is overflowing from me. Love, Deborah. Georgetta, San Marcos, California. I was able to log in only now. Do you have our replay? Yes, you'll get that, Georgetta. Carolyn from Colombia. I'm grateful for the Healing Codes program and that there are so many opportunities to continue learning and practicing the codes and seeing healing in myself and others. I've seen miracles of healing, and I'm grateful that I can do the codes and prayers for myself and others. I have cataract surgery today, into clinic at 12 and out at 2, and here I am, able to be online listening to the webcast. My gratitude for the Healing Codes family and all of the support is so deep. Thank you, all of my blessings. Susan in Oz, my gratitude comes from Australia to all of you on the call. I'm so grateful for knowing and experiencing energy healing coming into my life 19 years ago and the Healing Codes these last 9 years, seven of those being a Healing Codes coach. I'm grateful to the massive calm and joy that is now my interstate to live in my life. I love how so much of it is just synchronicity. Hello to you, our little Susan in Oz. Marilyn from Australia, I'm grateful that I am still here today, and I thank the Healing Codes for this. 4 years ago, I was in a very dark place, and I prayed for answers, and the Healing Codes came into my life. We're pleased you're here, Marilyn. Leslie in San Diego, thanks for this. I'm grateful for all those wonderful healers, light workers, and teachers out there. Grateful for my family, especially my beautiful mother, friends, and even for those who make our lives a little more difficult, more to learn. Grateful, of course, to God for all that's been provided and all that is yet to come. There's always more I can say, but I will leave it all. Beautiful. Inge from Vancouver. I'm grateful for the recovery from a stroke and my sister's help to move out of the retirement home. Oh, that's fabulous, Inge. Maureen from Hemet. I'm grateful for the opportunity to help high-risk children and families as an elementary school counselor. What a great thing to do. Cecilia in Aventura, Florida. Hi, all today. I'm grateful to God for giving me the opportunity to find the Healing Codes to help me heal my deep wounds. Thank you very much for all your help. I feel I will be able to make it. I love you all. Needy from India has... John from Bellingham, I am grateful for what we are doing for the homeless, especially the mentally ill. That's fabulous. Paulie, Boston, I am so grateful for this opportunity to spread this energy, to be part of the Healing Codes family. Leola from Richfield, thank you, Dr. Lloyd, and all the Healing Codes team family for letting me see what love, patience, and understanding really means in a very personal way. Thank you. I am grateful, Richard in Winnipeg. I am grateful for having been found on my email. How I got on your list, there's no coincidence, is all I know. I've given away many copies of more, as Morris has done as well, in the Pilot Mound area. Thank you for this grand universal healing event. You're welcome, Richard. Vladimir from Slovakia. Hard to find words. Let me share with my actual feeling, the image of gentle but powerful energetic wave, which does not skip anybody and anything in this universe and beyond. I feel deep gratitude for who I am, what I can, and what I have here and now. Thanks, blessings, and gratitude to all of you around. Let you all prosper and flourish. Love to you all. I love you. Haiti from Miami. I am so grateful for this pouring of love from all parts of the world, these times of healing, and my church family that also brings me to their love and support. I am very grateful for this pouring of love from all parts of the world, grateful for God's healing, and grateful to the Healing Codes for the opportunity to enjoy this get-together and great blessings. Thank you, Dr. Alex, Tom, Marianne, and Lori. God bless you all. Gail from Regina, SK, but enjoying Phoenix. Ah, good for you. I've taken a leave of absence from the Healing Codes, and I am so grateful that I took the time to listen to this call tonight. I plan to 10 more calls in the future. Thank you for sending your love and healing. Paula, Michigan. I'm very grateful for what each of you presenters individually have brought to the program tonight. Each one brought a unique and wonderful addition to the call. I am grateful to Dr. Lloyd and his many generosities to me over the years. Tom, I am grateful for the friendship we have shared over the years and also the great generosity of mountains of wisdom and caring you have shared with me. Marianne, I am grateful you had this fabulous idea that allowed us to all come together with such a wonderful goal in mind. This is absolutely genius and heart-driven. I'm so grateful for my Healing Codes family that so steadfastly and faithfully are there all the time for us around the world. Johanna and Lori's diligence to our betterment. I am grateful for new winter shoes and a warm winter coat from the resale shop. I'm grateful for the LT3 and my friend Luke that came all the way from Belgium to me after meeting me through the LT3 class. I'm grateful for the many, many things too numerous to mention. I'm extremely grateful for this call tonight and hope the codes always bring to me when nothing else can do the same. I am very grateful for Cindy Pierre for her sweet, kind, soft ways and help so many times. Thank you so much, Paula. Happy Thanksgiving. Hank in the Netherlands, I'm grateful for all of us people participating in this event. Thank you so much. Chris from Aurora, I am grateful for the love and time that Tom and Marianne pour into the Thursday night coaching calls. I am also grateful that we can do codes for others and see results. A friend of mine suffered a traumatic brain injury over 2 years ago. Since we started codes for her, tremendous progress has been made, and even her doctor has noticed the change. Another friend I've been doing codes for now has realized she needs help with anger issues and is reaching for that help. Blessings to all of you for doing this call tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Thank you so much, Chris. Kiko in Maui. Aloha to all. I am deeply grateful that by some grace I realized long ago that everything God in life brings is a gift, and that no matter how sweet or challenging my life has been, this can be lived from the heart, not just in belief. Thank you all for that. Greenlee, I'm grateful for the revelation given to you and shared with us. God has blessed us with all the gift of love and peace and gratitude. I am grateful that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So much to be grateful for and wonderful to move out of the darkness of negativity into the light of positive thinking. Madeline from Rogue River, I am grateful for my son whose addiction, for I have compassion too, for all those who have addictions, and thank the Lord for finding my way to the Healing Codes. Thank you for all the love given and received too for us all. Peter from St. Lucia, I am thankful for this family of over 900 who are here today from all over the world and for the blessings and healing we enjoy through the Healing Codes. Thank you to all of you. Okay. I have people on the phone line now where I'm going next. I'm going to unmute a caller that looks like their last four digits are 3180. You're on the air with us. Go ahead. 3180, last four digits, you're on the air. All right, I will go to the next one. 1968, last four digits, you're on the air.
My name is Ernie, and I'm grateful for having a loving Christian mother growing up. My cousin Annie that gave me the Healing Codes book 6 months ago, and Dr. Alex Lloyd is the first person that compares to the love that my mother gave me and all of you with the Healing Codes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Unmuting 3124. That looks like Laura.
That is Laura. I am so grateful to the entire, to this wonderful call, to the entire Healing Codes family, to Dr. Lloyd. I just shared this call with my daughter, who I am immensely grateful for, and for all of the people all over the world. It's just made me into mush. It's been magical, so loving, and I'm so grateful for all of you.
God
bless
you,
Laura. I'm pretty mushed right now, too.
Hug that daughter of yours, Laura.
I'm awesome, and this was so fun. Sending
good
love
for you.
To all.
Sending love to you back. Thanks so much. Unmuting caller with 0466, their last four digits.
Yes, thank you. I'm Elise from Florida, and I am so grateful for what seemed to be the worst thing in my life. 7 years ago, my husband wanted to divorce me, and at that time, it was the end of my life. And now I see that, you know, even though I was almost 40, it was just the beginning of it. I have no words to say. You know, it's, I just want to say thank you. It really uncovered all the depression I was under, and I did not know what it was caused by. And, yeah, I'm just very grateful that even though it was such a terrible pain and it took so many years to work through it, I am grateful that it happened because I'm a different person today, and that's the plan God had for me. So thank you. I'm very grateful. And I'm so grateful to the Healing Codes family for being there and helping out. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm going to try that other person whose hand is up one more time. I'm looking at a caller with the last four digits of 3180 from the 646 area code, looks like. Maybe that's an international number. Anybody on the line? Okay, I'm going to stop that again, I guess. All right. It looks to me like I'm done with hands and with comments. They were so awesome. Laura, do you think we should open up the lines and say our blessings to people?
I think that's a great idea, Marianne.
I will attempt to do that. Here we go.
Yeah.
Everybody, your lines are open. God bless you.
Thank you from Peru.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.